everyone. Welcome to the first episode of the Game Avid Show.
Whoa!
Yeah. Okay, that was a terrible scream.
What was
that? That was a terrible Okay. 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 Anyways.
Are you guys nervous?
You guys nervous?
Loser.
Okay.
That's our answer.
Thank you for that insult.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm your host, Chandler T, followed by Ryan H. Say hello.
How are all?
And Ben P. Ben.
Hello there.
Give your greeting. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. You have to give him a second. Impatient bastard.
Yes. Yes. Okay. We're gonna move on. Okay. I guess this is the Game Avid Show. We record. If you don't know us, we're on YouTube. We started off just recording and uploading a bunch of videos. We did a series on Left 4 Dead. We just started a series on Left 4 Dead 2. But we have a bunch of other random videos. And now we started this podcast because we like video games. Yes.
No, it's because we have no life.
Yeah. And that too. Yeah. And that.
And we'll have no friends by the end of the game.
Yes.
My life sucks.
Damn it.
Damn.
I feel mildly depressed right now.
Okay, we're just going to move on into our first segment of the show. What?
What was the first segment?
The first segment is what games we've been playing.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Okay. So,
ladies first.
You're actually the first on the list. Ryan, you're, I guess Ryan's our lady of the podcast.
Dude, you're the one with a naked, well, I think not naked, a bikini girl as a profile picture, so you
can't. You wanted a profile picture, so I put one on. So I put one on.
By the way, people, if you want to see what this profile picture is, we'll post it up later. No, we won't.
That'd be absolutely horrible. Anyways, fine. I'll go first, I guess.
Yes, what games have you been playing lately, Ryan?
I'll just name it off the list right here. I've been playing Killing Floor, Left 4 Dead 2, Medieval Total War, Rome Total War, Team Fortress 2, and the best game ever, Chantelise. It's just an orgasm of awesomeness.
Chantelise.
Yes. Yeah, well, I think Ben just got it, I think, yesterday, yeah.
I did. I did get that just yesterday.
Please, it's an amazing game.
It's a $5. It's a $5.
No, how much was it again? I don't exactly remember. Was it $6, I think?
Well, for me, it was £6.49.
Yeah, I'm just using US currency right now, so.
Yeah.
Really, man,
that would be about, like, $9, probably.
I'll just look at the store page right here. Oh, wait, that's Borderlands.
What is Chantelise? I have no idea what this is.
It's like a RPG. It's an RPG that's kind of like a Final Fantasy type of thing, except a lot cuter and more girlier, I guess.
It actually looks more like a Kingdom Hearts style thing to me.
Yeah.
For that. So it's kind of like a girly Kingdom Hearts. I didn't know that was actually possible, but it is.
Like girly Kingdom Hearts. Yeah. Well, I played Kingdom Hearts, but that was back on like the DS and Game Boy. I don't know. A long time ago.
It works quite well. The game is very, very fun, I have to say.
Yeah,
I haven't had this much fun in ages.
The controls are very hard to use, though, in my opinion.
Yeah, didn't you say you have to use was that the game where you're talking about where you said you can't use the mouse, you use the keyboard?
Yeah, you can't use the mouse for anything.
You can. It is controller enabled, however, so if you do have a joypad or whatever, you can connect it up that way.
I don't have a joypad, though.
Neither do I. I do, so I might be a good reason.
Yeah, so I think Chandler, your turn, because British people have to go last.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, British people last. Well, that's the rule. Okay. Well, of course I've been playing Left 4 Dead, making our videos that we've been putting up. Left 4 Dead. Well, we finished our Left 4 Dead series this week. So,
No, we haven't.
Yeah. Well, no. For the first game. Yeah.
We haven't finished it. We still haven't done the Silent Hill videos.
Yes. Well, we started the Left 4 Dead 2 videos. You, me, and Kira, and then. Me and Ryan just failed at that new beta campaign. We couldn't get past the second level.
because the huge shining light.
Oh, that was so annoying. There's a huge glitch. At the beginning of the second level, you walk out into the tunnel and your whole screen just turns yellow. Oh, it hurt my eye. Oh, it was so bad.
All I did was just looked at the ground.
We couldn't see what was in front of us.
It was fine from when I played it with everyone else, so I had to be playing with it.
Well, maybe it just likes you better.
Yeah, well, for us, we just had to look at the ground and look at the zombies' feet in order to tell we were killing.
Yes, it was quite funny.
I had the sniper rifle or some kind of hunting rifle at the time, as usual, that way. Oh.
Yeah. I'm just a melee spammer, so I always just have a crowbar or fire axe or something. I never use pistols because pistols are for pussies.
No. No. Dual wheel pistols for the win.
Sissy.
Okay, but anyways, I've been playing a Left 4 Dead. Let's see. I played Lord of the Rings Online a little bit, but I didn't play that much. Normally, I play it a lot. Normally, every day. But I was on vacation this week, so played very little games.
Aww.
I know. Yes, it's very sad. I actually plan to have a social life this week, believe it or not.
Lies. not true.
Saying that I had my social life, I'm a bit wrong. I don't remember what happened, so...
Right, I'm the only one who plays Lord of the Rings Online, the show.
Ryan, I do.
Well, you played it to like level 5, didn't you?
Yeah, except I just stopped playing it. Well, I'm going to finish playing it, but I just don't want to.
Exactly.
Yes, I think that's actually it. Oh, nope. I played Medieval 2 Total War. Classic game. You can't go wrong with that game.
Yeah, I love that game. Except I just don't really like the time period, to be honest.
I like the time period. I like the
classic. Stuff.
I think time periods like that works more for strategy than anything else for me, usually.
Well, if you're kind of playing Oblivion, that kind of counts, doesn't it?
I don't know, that's more fantasy.
Yeah, except it's still kind of a medieval type of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't really like Oblivion.
Go to hell.
I'm looking forward to Skyrim, though.
How say that? You look forward to Skyrim, yet you hate Oblivion.
No. I liked it when it came out. But I decided to run through it again the other month before Skyrim comes out, and I absolutely hated it because it's so old. It's like 5 years old.
That's like saying Mario still isn't fun. And Mario's the best game I've ever played. Super Mario.
All the Super Marios. Morrowind is a great fun game.
Dude, I still play Pong.
That's Pong. Pong is amazing.
I know.
Hardcore people.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's what I've been playing in game. Well, I don't normally play the vanilla. I guess that's what you call it. Medieval 2 Total War. I play the Kingdom's Grand campaign mod. So I have all the expansions combined into the original game. So it's just one big campaign map, and you have all the factions. So I don't know. Do you have that mod, Ryan?
No.
Just look into it. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ben, your turn.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Great.
No pressure.
Well, I've been playing quite a few more PS3 games lately.
Quite. I haven't played my PS3 in forever.
Like Blaze Blue, the first one, and the second one, because I do love my beat-em-ups.
Blaze Blue, never heard of it.
How have you never heard of Blaze Blue?
What the heck is Blaze Blue?
Where have you heard of Guilty Gear?
You suck.
Ryan.
Have you heard of Guilty Gear?
What?
Have you heard of Guilty Gear?
Guilty Gear, no.
No.
Dude.
I don't know any
beat-em-ups.
Okay, what about... Okay, I've been playing that. Basically, it's like an anime-style beat-em-up. So fun. So fast-paced.
Yeah.
Very addictive.
Nice. I'm playing.
Been playing Tekken 6. Yeah, Tekken 6. As well as Demon's Souls.
Now, I know what those games are.
Yeah. And I've also experimented. I bought Sector 8 Prejudice, a first-person shooter on the PS3, also on the PC and on the 360, out of curiosity. Completely. Nice. And, yeah, that was a fun experience where you fly around in a jetpack as well, or you can, and start shooting people as much as you can. You get dropped off by a drop ship, and yeah, it's a good fun for a good 10 minutes before you get bored because you just know how simple first-person shooters everything else is.
Wait, so it's a first-person shooter, but you fly around in a jetpack? Is that
you go in
the, it's like Star Wars Battlefront.
It's like Halo. It's a wannabe Halo. It just doesn't get to the right section. It's just not right. They try to better it and it doesn't work.
Speaking of Star Wars Battlefront, I hated the second one.
What?
No, the first one was good. The second one I just did not like.
How was it bad? Just tell me how's it bad.
I just didn't like it.
How was it bad?
There was no. It was just dumb.
It's the same.
The The whole Jedi Con- That's one of the reasons why I didn't like it. It's clearly the same as the first game. They just basically added. It's just like a map pack that they added onto the game.
What did you want it to do? Turn into like a Modern Warfare 2 type of thing?
Yes.
Is that what you wanted to do?
That's exactly what I wanted to
do. That doesn't work. It just doesn't work like that.
So you can't do
Jedi battles first person.
you just love changing the classic games into new modern games. Because classic games deserve to be classic, which is why they're really good.
That's when you know we're playing Final Fantasy VII, remade, first person style, like Modern Warfare.
Yeah. God,
then,
if
like,
that happened.
What is this? What is this?
If that happened, I'd just go to the company and burn it to the ground.
Exactly.
Didn't the latest Final Fantasy game, though, like, totally suck? Like, it was, like, broken?
It was Final Fantasy X3, I think.
X14.
I don't know Roman numerals, okay? God, we don't have this in our country.
That was a bit of a disaster, but speaking of Final Fantasy Online, I have also been playing Final Fantasy 11. Yes,
Final Fantasy supposed to be an RPG, or because I when you go on the like websites like GameAbit, GameStop.com, they list it under the MMO section. Is it actually an MMO?
It is an MMO. Oh, 11 won it. Final Fantasy 11 is an MMO as well as Final Fantasy.
Like
14.
You can like there's other players and there's raids and stuff.
Except most of the games are actually just RPGs, really fun RPGs.
Yeah, like single players are RPGs.
Yeah, my favorite.
Aren't some of them RTS games too, like on the handhelds?
That's Tactics.
Tactics, never mind. Okay, I feel stupid.
I love that game.
I've also been playing Dissidia, just duo Deckum, or Decim. Whatever it is, I can't even say it. The second Dissidia, let's go with that.
I think we're moving on to this topic right here. I think
and there's Neverwinter Nights as well. There we go. I'll quickly shut up now.
No, it's fine. It's just that we've just been bashing on Chandler for most of the times here for not knowing classic games.
The whole podcast.
That's what the segment was, bash on Chandler.
Have you heard of Neverwinter Nights?
We didn't move into what games we're playing yet.
You
must have heard of Neverwinter Nights.
Continue.
Have heard of Neverwinter Nights, right?
I've been playing that game years.
Oh,
I heard, isn't that, that's based off of Dungeons & Dragons, right? It's part of I heard, does anybody have Daggerdale? Didn't that just come out recently? I heard it was terrible, though.
I heard of it, I just didn't buy it because I didn't feel like buying it because I sound...
Neverwinter Nights. Daggerdale, second one. Yeah, I'm playing the first. That's better.
Daggerdale's the second, like a follow, like a sequel.
It's an expansion.
Oh, expansion.
Okay. Let's move on. We're literally just moving this into a chat box.
Well, this is how it should be.
Yes.
Except we need to move on something. People just don't want to hear us rambling on about video games. And well, actually, this
fine.
Then
fine.
What are they listening? Okay. We're just gonna move on.
We'll go to the news. I think the news is a good place. Right.
Okay. So moving on to our next segment. This is the segment where we'll talk about the latest news in the gaming world. Yes. We're not going to talk about everything, just the major articles that popped out.
All right.
Basically me. So let's move into the first one. For all of you Assassin's Creed fans, the revelations, some of the multiplayer details came out in an IGN review. IGN review. What did I? Okay, it was a interview actually. Before you had to slowly unlock your skills and learn them. Now coming into the multiplayer, you'll have all your skills right off the bat. They revamped the customization. Part of multiplayer where you can customize your clothes. Your cloak, you can make your own logo, similar to what you can do in Call of Duty Black Ops. You can make your own logo that pops up on your gamer tag when you kill somebody. you can put that logo on your back, which will be your cloak. You can actually choose your weapon. You aren't limited to specific weapons. Each character can have any weapon that they want. Each character will also have special animations. And a new mode that they're adding to the multiplayer is assassination missions, which is where they're actually trying to base it off of the single player campaign, where you actually meet the other characters and you go off into this little side story, and then you actually get a mission to hunt down a different character in your multiplayer server, and you have to assassinate them. But they have their little backstory.
Really awesome.
That actually sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it's pretty
cool.
I've seen it in Cell where I work, and I'm thinking, I want to buy that game. But however, skills right off the bat is a turn off for me, because playing Brotherhood, because I've still got Brotherhood somewhere.
You play Brotherhood?
I've played Brotherhood online.
Did you play it online?
You had to get your skills. Yeah.
I played it online. I played it online for a little bit. I didn't really like it.
I didn't like it in the end, because I like to get the skills, though, because that took effort.
Yeah,
If you get skills right off the bat, that's bad. I like how you can customize in the new one, though.
Yeah.
It's like feeding the players, and it'll end up that you just spamming random buttons, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, my biggest complaint for the multiplayer in Brotherhood was, how you walked around, you had that blue circle around you, and it slowly filled up as you got closer to the player? That was stupid, because then you knew where the player was. I thought
you meant to.
Well, no, but I mean, like, you should actually have to look for the player. It's like a little UAV, like in Call of Duty. That's what it reminded me of.
But the thing is, that would take... There's no point in stealthing. There's no point in hiding.
Yeah, you just run around until your blue circle fills up, and then you know that the person's, like, right in front of you.
But if you had that, pretty much, if you didn't have it even, you would take... The whole game would take hours upon hours. Everyone's going to look the same. Everyone's going to just stab the same NPC over and over and hope that is the right one. You just wouldn't have a clue.
Well, they don't have to have the same NPCs.
You have to have the same NPCs, because then you wouldn't be able to hide, because everyone looks the right character.
True.
That's irritating.
And again, if you can customize people in the new one,
that's pretty cool.
They're going to make the NPCs that you're playing with the same style. Because obviously, every little customization you had on Brotherhood, they changed the NPCs, didn't they?
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Moving on. the Lord of the Rings: War in the North, an upcoming three-player co-op RPG, its release date was announced. So it's originally planned to come out it wasn't a confirmed release date, but they were hoping to release it in late August, but they gave us an official date, and it's now November 1st, 2011, the same day as Uncharted 3, so I'm not sure if I'm going to get it on day one, because I love the Uncharted games. And they also released the box art for the game, so. Ryan, have you guys planning on getting War in the North when it comes out?
Yeah. Well, not exactly when it comes out, though, because,
I'm definitely getting it, but not with the same day, because I've got many other games I want to get.
Yes.
You know, I'm really interested in talking about the new WoW expansion, Mists of Pandaria.
Well, you'll have to wait, okay?
Yeah.
Just wait.
Except your schedule sucks. your overlay sucks. No offense.
I mean, we've already skipped the whole thing. We've completely skipped a section. We don't really care anymore what was going on.
We just throw
it out the window. I've dropped it on the floor and burning it, along with my laptop at the rate it's going.
Okay.
I've been looking at forums lately, and people have been nerd-raging and nerd-gasming all about the new expansion, and they've been nerd-raging about Diablo 3. And how it's going to affect Titan.
Well, we're going to get on to that, Ryan. Okay? Okay? Yes. Okay. Be patient.
I'm not patient.
Shh. Silence. Okay. Anyways, moving on. Some Vita, the PlayStation, the new handheld coming up that Sony plans on releasing. A lot of news came out, actually. The Vita, you'll be able to use as a PlayStation 3 controller. Capable of serving as an advanced controller for the PlayStation 3, allowing users to utilize its touchscreen display, gyroscope, accelerometer, and gamepad controls. That was quoted from an interview IGN did. Basically, what they're trying to do with it is they're trying to copy what Nintendo's trying to do with the Wii U, where you have the controller and then your game on the screen, where you'll have maybe the UI is not on the screen on like your TV. It'll be on your Vita controller, so there's less... There's less like UI things crowding your screen, and I don't really know how to further explain that. Basically, think of it as they're just copying the Wii U.
Yeah, they're copying the Wii U, except they made it better. It's like the McDonald's and the Japanese scientist crap burger thing. See, McDonald's has been trying to perfect a crab burger recipe, and this Japanese scientist just figured it out in within a month or two, I think.
Wait, what's this got to do with the Vita?
I don't know. I'm trying to put a metaphor.
Thanks for that.
Oh, that's a terrible metaphor.
Yes. And UK retailers claim that the Vita is coming out on October 28th, 2011, but that was later tossed aside. Well, maybe not in the UK, but for Japan, the Vita, the Vita has a release date, well, a confirmed release date for Japan. It's supposed to come out sometime in the holiday season this year, but for Europe and the United States, it's not going to come out till early 2012.
In your face.
Shut up.
In your face.
I want one. You already have the DirectX 12 freaking video cards. What is that about? What is that? DirectX 11 just came out in the US. What is, like, a year ago?
Well, actually, we just got the DirectX 12, but I think about a month ago. Korea had it for a really long time.
Well, there's no gains for it, though, so what's even the point of releasing it?
Because it's like being prepared for the next gen, I guess.
The next gen comes out, Japan will freaking have DirectX 13 video cards. What's even the point?
I'd say Korea had it first, actually. South Korea, not North Korea. If North Korea had it first, we'd be really screwed.
When did DirectX 11 cards come out for you?
Huh? Oh, that came out like 2 years ago.
2 years?
So what? 2 years. So basically, we're going to DirectX 12 like next year, probably.
we'll probably get more news on that at CES in January. If any of you know what that is.
I probably do not know that.
So a lot. For Europe and US information about DirectX 12, CES is basically where all the technology companies go, and they meet in Las Vegas at a convention. They talk about all their new upcoming hardware.
So it's like a brag fest?
Yes, basically.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Like, we just got DirectX 12.4. We just got the Wii U. Okay.
And one last little tidbit for the Vita. If you're wondering how much it'll cost, they also gave the official cost details. This is in USD currency, though. It'll cost $249 for the Wi-Fi version.
I'll convert that for you.
Okay,
but don't convert it, because it's going to be completely different to the Europe prices anyway. They'll somehow up the price because they.
So what was the price again? 200 what?
Well, it's $249 for the Wi-Fi edition, but there's also another edition coming out where that you can be connected to a 3G network through AT&T exclusively for $299.
Problem with that. If you convert this, it will still be the same price here, because they'll probably make it like £349 and £299, because they do that a lot.
It would be 19,000 yen.
When you convert the price of the 3DS right now in Japan, which just came out recently, like a few months ago, for you it came out back in like December or something, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, you convert that price, when it converts over from yen to the US dollar, it converts over to $300, but in US it's $250 because the cost of living is different in between the two countries. So it wouldn't be an accurate estimate.
Cost of living in US is easier.
It's basically 23,000 yen, and the average, construction worker makes like, 1,000 yen per 1,000 yen per 2 weeks. So I think that's pretty expensive here, actually.
It wouldn't be cheaper. But when you compare it, they're aiming it to be the same price as the 3DS when it launched. So when you compare the two pieces of hardware, or tech, whatever you want to call it, the Vita is a far more superior device than the 3DS. And it has a very strong game lineup for when it launches. That's what I'm happy about. The 3DS has no games at all.
The economy here is way different, because everything imported from the US gets either increased by a lot or decreased by a lot.
Sony is a Japanese-based company.
I know, but still, anything that comes from the US, anything that has a US influence, has an increased price over here. It doesn't make sense, though. Like, for instance, let's say we got the Xbox 360, and let's say it was like $150. It would be about $220 here.
Yes.
That, That's a difference.
Basically,
a bunch of factors that go into that.
Basically, prices and stuff, you can't really trust them.
Yeah. Anyways,
never trust them.
Moving on from whatever we were just talking about, I don't even know. Okay, anyways,
beta
the game,
prices.
Yes, Bastion or Bastion, I don't know. Does anybody know how to pronounce that game?
Bastion.
Bastion. Okay, well.
And you call yourself American?
Well, yeah. You're right.
He has no Oxford English.
You speak pure English. Britain.
Exactly.
Yes.
Pure English.
I speak shit.
Bravo, tally ho! I'll be off my Winchester and hunting those pheasants out there, in the lush countryside that is Great Britain.
Okay. Anyways.
Yes.
Anyways, Bastion was originally an Xbox 360 exclusive RPG, but now it's going to be being ported over to the PC on August 16th for $14.99.
Or 11.49
next time. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now in Steam.
11.49! I must buy it! Yay!
I really want it, actually. It looks very fun.
And for those who are fans of Dota, Dota 2, which is in development right now, Valve will be shown off at GamesCon, which is in Germany, on August 17th. They're going to be hosting a tournament where teams that enter can compete for $1 million grand prize. And this is the first time Dota 2 will be shown publicly, and the contest will take place August 17th through the 21st. Do any of you play Dota? I've never played it.
No, I've never played it. I don't really want to. Saying I'm going to get a lot of hate for that, so I'm going to keep quiet.
Yes, you can send your hate mail to contact@gameeva.com.
Don't.
I'll be sure to read it on the next show.
I'll read it in a mocking way. Fight back at you.
The Witcher 2, which was originally... The Witcher was always a PC-exclusive RPG. The Witcher 2 came out last year sometime, I think. It was October, November, I believe. But they're porting it over to the Xbox 360. But it was delayed until 2012. It was originally supposed to come out sometime this year during the holiday season. But the CD Projekt Red, which is the developers of the game, says the extra time will allow us to polish the title to perfection. And they blamed Namco for partially for the delay due to the fact that they won't pay the money for the game to be distributed in Europe and South America. So, sucks to be you, Ben.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
We just lost Ryan, so yeah.
Oh, he'll be fine. We don't need him. We'll just keep going on.
No, we need him.
You just have no clue what's going on. Which goes straight to the MMO part, I'd say, about Blizzard.
Oh, this is the part.
The thing is, we need him for this because yes. He's the one who's perfect for it. Because
yes.
I haven't played any Blizzard games except for.
You've never played World of Warcraft.
I have never played World of Warcraft.
Shame on you. No. You have to at least try it. That's such,
no,
such a
big... I refuse. I'm going to get addicted to it, and you'll never see me
that's
ever
exactly
again.
Why I'm not going to see you ever again. That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now you just... Okay, anyways, I'm not even going to go on about that. Okay.
Which I think I have probably played a Blizzard game.
It's a fun game, but I played it right before Cataclysm came out, where the level cap was 85, and I just got... bored grinding my way up to level 85. That just took forever.
Same with me in Final Fantasy 11. I got bored trying to level to level 90 because they increased the cap to that. And soon going to increase the cap again to level 99. Yeah. And I'm going to go, oh, damn it. Here we go. My summoner's coming to level 99 now.
Dang it.
Best items. And you've apparently given us one new 2-hour job. So we've got 2 2-hour jobs instead at level 99. It'd be amazing.
Well,
yeah,
Ryan's back.
He's back. Let's keep going on.
Okay. Well, we're at your favorite part. MMO Champion states Blizzard filed a trademark for something called Mists of Pandaria. Under categories computer game software and online computer games, Pandaria is a reference to the homeland of Pandaren. Is that how you pronounce that, Ryan? Pandaren? I don't know. See there? I think we lost him.
No, he's still here.
Still here? He's not.
I think he's just not bothering to speak anymore. Face, I think it is Pandaren. What the hell is that?
How do you Pandaria. Pronounce that? How do you pronounce Pandaria. This, Ryan? How do you pronounce this?
Pandaren.
Okay.
Pandaren.
Anyways, Pandaren is a Warcraft universe, race of panda-like humanoids. Pandaria has never been explored in World of Warcraft, nor in any other Warcraft game or book that I'm aware of.
Pandaren, the place hasn't been explored, but...
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Referenced. It's been referenced, but we've never actually... Yeah. Experience it in any form. So
it's pretty clever how they do that then. It's like, oh, we're going to give you little pointers here or lead you to this direction, but you'll never know what it is till now.
But I don't get the excitement over who wants to go visit a land of pandas.
Well, actually, people
fun about that.
What is people are excited is because
they're black and white and
eagle panda hunting.
Back in Warcraft 3, there was a spoof that said that they were Pandarians, whatever they're called, were going to be a playable race. And people got so excited, but Blizzard used it as a joke. And now when people hear it again, they're just not excited again. Because, I mean, seriously, you can play as pandas.
Well, that's another thing I was going to bring up. They can now, once again, expand the racial selection for your characters in the game. Pandas. Like they did. Have they added a new race to every single expansion?
Yeah. Well, Wrath.
No.
And TBC was Blood Elves and Draenei, and Cataclysm it was Worgen and Goblin.
Yes. So yeah. Panda. Hopefully we'll be able to play as pandas now.
Hands off the panda. that's a nice Blazeby reference for you people.
A little bit of lore freak here. See, the whole point of the Pandarens is that the Pandarens are being invaded by some sort of mist from the sea occurring from the Cataclysm's emergence of Deathwing.
Mm-hmm. And wait, was he ever killed?
People.
We're losing Ryan.
He's
going to be a raid soon, but.
Okay, anyways, continue.
And,
He's lost.
Well, anyways, was Deathwing ever killed?
If you've ever played WoW,
did he ever like essentially get killed by any guilds yet?
The raid isn't even out yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I know they're gonna gradually. I haven't played World of Warcraft in like over a year, so I have no idea what's going on. Because I know in each expansion they gradually roll everything out until you can eventually kill the big boss.
Oh, actually, Deathwing isn't the big boss, though.
Well, yeah, but he's out. He's obviously like.
He's the avatar. He's the avatar of all gods.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that does Deathwing go to Pandaren, or what were you saying?
No, because the Cataclysm isn't just Deathwing. It's the old gods just screwing with the world.
Mm.
You know, because a long time ago, the Titans came to Azeroth, and the old gods inhabited it first. And now they want to retake the world because the Titans just kind of beat the crap out of the old gods and kind of took over the world. The old gods want to take it back and kill every single life form on Azeroth. So.
That's charming.
And moving on from this boring conversation for me.
To something much more sad. A recent terrorist attack in Norway, which was carried out by a man named Anders Breivik. I don't know how to pronounce his name, really. But he claimed to use Modern Warfare 2 as his training to commit this act of terrorism.
That's really sad.
And so, as a result, the Norwegian government and... Well, it wasn't really carried out by the Norwegian government, but it was influenced by them. Pretty much every single video game retailer in Norway pulled Call of Duty... Homefront, Sniper, Ghost Warrior, Counter-Strike, Source, and World of Warcraft, and a bunch of other similar, basically violent video games from the shelves of their stores. And so, no more violent video games in Norway.
That's so stupid.
It's not stupid.
It's so stupid.
I don't know why I took off World of Warcraft. But my heart goes out to those in Norway, by the way.
Same here. Yes. But the thing is this the same thing as parents don't wanting their kids playing violent video games? I understand the reason behind it, but scientists have proven that no one has been influenced by violent video games. And that probably, the terrorist guy, he's probably just really big loser. Because if you learned your seriously,
he
from
is
Modern
a big
Warfare
loser.
2,
you can't say he probably is. He already is a big loser for doing what he did.
Yes, yes.
Oh, he's
if anything,
mentally
I would
insane.
Slap him. Yeah, he's mentally insane, pretty much.
Yeah, but learning terrorist attacks from Modern Warfare 2, I don't see how he actually even did it. Was he playing multiplayer all day and all night? Learning how to shoot people?
Could have studied the story from the Modern Warfare games, because they're actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, but
how smart the terrorists are in those games.
Yes.
Makarov and it was like Al-Assad or something in Call of Duty 4.
Yeah.
Could learn some tits from them.
Rather not. Don't do that, people. Do not do that. We
yes.
don't want to repeat.
Yes.
Ever.
Don't. You cannot quote us on this either.
I don't want to go to jail. So.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just get off this,
said this already as
topic.
Don't.
Let's just get off of this. EA just announced a new thing, majig, called the Sports EA Sports Season Ticket Pass, which is you'll pay an annual fee of $24.99 or 2,000 Microsoft points, and if you pay for this ticket pass, you'll get early access to games, discounted DLC, 20% off. You'll get this off all DLCs for EA Sport games. You'll have free premium web content and a member badge to go on your EASports.com profile. This is just a load of poop.
I don't see anything wrong with it, to be honest.
Who wants to spend $25 for that, though? That's so expensive.
I wouldn't ever play it.
So it's too expensive.
Well, they'll probably they'll lower the price, but the thing is, I don't see anything wrong with it. It's a nice system. People who pay a subscription fee for it should be able to get, you know, good
early access to games. Yeah. Yeah. The thing, this specific target nerds. There's not many people who will play EA Sports games.
Yeah.
And pay that.
This is for the hardcore audience here.
Because
obviously,
there isn't very many.
The rich hardcore audience. Well,
because
I mean.
These people who play these sports games still play sports, mostly, you think about it. People who play FIFA,
true.
They will be playing football a lot. They're all football fans. They will go out and kick all about. They will not be paying for something like this, mainly.
I think it's a good thing, like Ryan said, but
it won't work.
It's too high of a price. They need to lower it.
They will lower it. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Because if not, no one will use it because, you know, people have lives and jobs. And, you know, that's really expensive.
Yeah, it is. And moving on to our last bit
of news.
There's
no saying that. It's $24.99 for a year. Think about it.
Well, they haven't specified. If it's a yearly price, that's not bad at all.
Annual.
Well,
so
it's a yearly price, then I say that it's stupid. Because people can just pay one little $24 for a year and just get above all the other players.
But other than that, they can get absolutely nothing if there's no DLCs coming out. It's like, hey,
I've never heard
DLC.
Of a DLC coming out for FIFA or like Madden NFL.
They add new updates, yeah. Mainly.
Well,
like
many of the updates
teams.
Are free, though.
Yeah.
I don't like FIFA or Madden, to be honest. I don't like sports games.
Okay. Anyways, moving on to our last part of news. This is something that I'm happy about. In the upcoming Call of Duty game, Modern Warfare 3, the perk from Modern Warfare 2, called Commando, is being taken out.
That was the most overpowered
that
thing.
Yes. I hated this so much.
Because their knife could go longer than my gun could shoot.
That was hilarious.
Yes. That,
We've seen the kills that can happen out of that. We loved them.
No, they were so dumb. So dumb.
It may have been dumb, but
yes,
some of the
were.
Luckiest
hated,
kills
I hated
I
life
hilarious.
Because of Commando. Okay? I hated my life.
That's the only reason I would camp. Because if there was a Commando pro noob going out there, I would just pop a Claymore and just wait till he comes around. but if he has Marathon pro, then no, my Claymore no work. Because he can just run right past it.
Yeah. And knife you from 10 feet away. So...
Yeah, so, yeah, that's really depressing. It's really depressing whenever I get those killed by those Commando pro noobs.
Okay.
He's so mad.
Okay. Moving on to our next segment. This is what we're going. We're going to call this the featured topic or topics section, where we'll talk. We'll pick a topic or two, and we'll just talk about it. Yes.
I just noticed. I lied. I have played a Blizzard game. I forgot about Diablo. How could I forget about Diablo?
Oh my god. Okay. I'm proud of you. Proud of you, Ben. Proud of
Diablo. Yeah. Yes.
Everybody Diablo clap. Too. Everybody give a quick clap for Ben.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
I feel
welcome.
Proud. There goes my friends.
I think your friends are already gone.
They were long gone.
I think they were gone when we started talking about MMOs and all the way back.
And Dota. Okay. Anyways, we have two feature topics to talk about on this episode. The first one, we're gonna jump right into it. The Diablo 3 auction house.
Oh yeah. God, dude. Oh, my heart hurts right now.
Okay. Okay. Before you, okay, Ryan, please explain to us. Please explain to us what this is. What is this?
I'm trying not to break out yelling right now. Because I've been
something
looking for
ridiculous.
So I'm guessing you don't like it. This is just educated guess.
Yeah. Okay. The Real Life Auction House 3 is basically you pay money, you get epic items. And especially with the integrated
pay to win.
Yeah, especially with the integrated PvP system, how is that going to work? How much do we know how much skill is going to be put into the PvP system? How much skill, how much time you put into actually getting good items? But when you can just buy every single gear off the auction house, or you can just buy gold and buy gear off the gold auction house, you just become the most overpowered thing in PvP. And when a new set of gear comes out, you'll just buy that and it's just going to be a giant. It's just Blizzard's just the only person that's going to gain from this is Blizzard and the Chinese.
Yes. They're already teaching World of Warcraft War in their classrooms in school. So.
Yes.
That's pathetic.
Yeah, that is impressive. To say. This is why they're so good.
This is how
we're going to conquer the world. America and the UK. It's all just going to become virtual warfare. Wow. That's how territories in World War 3 will be done on WoW. Special
epic,
server. Yeah.
Epic PvP battles is what you're going to...
Barack Obama plays as a dwarven fighter, might I add.
Oh my god. Wow. Anyways, how it works is, one, you get the item, you put it up on the AH. Two, actually there's three separate fees for that. One, you get a fee from putting the item up. If you win the auction, you'll get another fee. And just to take it out and cash it into your PayPal or whatever, another fee. And Blizzard hasn't said how much the fees will cost.
I actually saw it's 5%.
Oh.
Each fee's 5%. And all the money goes right to Blizzard. So
they're going to be minted out of this. Minted. I mean, what money goes to the people?
God,
none. Do they?
Like
there has to be some money to them.
Well, actually, what they win, that's it. As you know, Total Biscuit said, he said that...
Are we allowed to quote Total Biscuit on this? I don't think we can.
Well, he is the god of podcasting, in my opinion, other than Yogscast. Well, Total Biscuit said, Blizzard has just made a money printing machine that requires no effort on their part from Total Biscuit.
Oof. It is pretty much, yeah. But basically, they've just caused their own inflation on the game, haven't they? Amazing. That's bad.
Anyone who's listening on the podcast that's played WoW, you know the economy of WoW. You get these little stupid greens that are over 200 gold or something like that. It's going to be the same thing. And plus another thing, you will be undercut. You'll be undercut by a dollar, a pent, a penny, a little
and
dime.
That
I don't know.
Final Fantasy XI as well. Actually, no, it doesn't even... That doesn't work on all that. The server is the most expensive server you can get on. The economy just keeps getting more and more expensive. Oh. Other than that, isn't Diablo 3 also being always online as well?
Yeah. I read that somewhere too.
How is that going to work? I don't understand that.
I think I know. Did we lose Ryan again?
I don't know.
We lost him again.
Right. That's just perfect.
Right in the middle of his topic.
I don't know. He's still here.
He's still here.
He just can't hear us. He's just
it's
out of it.
Well, I know the constant online thing was like I know back in Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood when it came out. You had to always be connected. Yeah, he's trying to speak right now. This is not going well. Oh,
brilliant.
We just lost him. Well, I know they did this in other games, like Assassin's Creed on the computer as well. You had to always be connected to the internet to play the game.
Yeah.
But it's basically to help prevent people like hackers and stuff.
Because then they can always monitor it, such like that. But yeah. The thing is, every mode, you can't. If you're playing single player, you will always be online. And some people don't want to be online at times.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the main problem. Sometimes, I mean, Steam has an offline mode, hasn't it? So you can go onto your Steam games offline. But with this, it will not work, mainly because everything's just going to be that way. It's going to be stupid. It's just a bad idea to leave it constantly online. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
All games work offline as well as online. Demon's Souls, for instance. That's an online and offline.
Yeah.
It works well.
Living.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, my God. Living here really, really sucks. Balls.
I don't know how living in Japan for you sucks, because our host is in fact Chandler here, and he's in America, and we're both technically aiming for him. And again, we've got to go through him to you, and you've got to go through him to me.
God, it's just living here and going through all this connection really is really bad for me. Anyways,
you should have like the most ungodly amazing internet connection possible.
He will have problems with Diablo 3, might I add, because of his constant internet connection.
Yes,
this is another sign why it should not be constantly
internet. Well, it's my internet is actually really good, except, you know, dude, you guys are from different countries.
Yeah.
And, like, we're really far. And you're a US host.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes. Is anything else you want to add on to what the Diablo 3 auction house thing is?
Yeah.
We tried talking about it, but we did not know what we were talking about.
Well, it's because the thing is, you know, people when they get items, they're not going to be excited about, oh my god, I just got an item. I got like an epic Rune of Jordan or something like that. Wow, it's epic. No, the first thing they're going to think, how much can I sell on this for the AH? You're going to think.
The person who actually just got the item and bought it, but I just got this sword for £5,
and then realize someone just put on a better one on the AH, and then you just start crying.
Exactly.
There's no point playing the game anymore. You just log on, buy something, and then you're not doing any of the game's content anymore.
Unless you're Athene, and those, you know what? No, I'm going to say this right now. Athene, if you're ever going to listen to this, I hope you burn in hell.
Okay.
I hate you. I hate you with all my heart.
Okay.
You narcissistic asshole. There we go. Yeah. I got to get that off my chest.
Now we can be defined as an explicit podcast on iTunes.
However, the good part of this auction house, you can still buy with gold, in-game gold. That's probably going to be the key part to it, because people go, you know what, I might as well just get gold and not spend money.
No.
They can
still do that, but I mean...
You can buy gold, then it gets stupid.
They spend all this time developing this game, all this great content, and then they just throw it all away by allowing people to pay for it.
I'm pretty sure they hardly worked on this, because... Because, like, another thing TB said, they moved all their best developers to Titan.
But they still have their core little group that have been developing this game for, like, the past, like, 3 years.
The only two good Blizzard groups is StarCraft and Titan. Everything else sucks.
But the problem with Diablo 3 is that they've been developing it for so long, it's beginning to look like a dated game. By the time it comes out, it's not going to be... Nothing about it's going to be fresh and new. It's going to look old.
Get about it. If you could buy gold, you could probably get quite lucky, and you might find the same item you wanted out of that gold cheaper than you did if you paid for money.
Well, it's basically eBay.
It is eBay, but on on Diablo 3. Yeah. What kind of... If you want to do that, you might as well just spend your account on eBay. And that's illegal. Don't do that, kids. and adults.
Yes.
And adults.
Wait, selling your account on eBay is illegal?
Well, I would say it is. It'd be stupid. But...
Well, don't, I mean, I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people have World of Warcraft accounts, and they sell them on eBay.
Except that is, if Blizzard finds out about that, I'm pretty sure they will sue you, because you know, that's really security compromising. I've seen a lot of sites where they sell their accounts, and the people who actually sold them got caught by Blizzard, and they were sued for like a crap load of money.
Pretty much more money than they
Blizzard will do anything they can to sue you. Because all they want is money.
They'll do anything they can to pry every last cent out of you.
Yes.
God, wow. I'm pretty sure if Blizzard watches us, they'll just be hunting us down.
And we mentioned their name in our podcast. We're getting sued for that.
Oh, also, by the way.
I mean, sorry, Blizz. There we go. We're covered. Blizz. We're going for Blizz from now on.
Also, by the way, any Athene fan out there, Chandler and Benji didn't do anything. If you're going to send any hate mail, send it to me. I'll give you my email, edd692@yahoo.com. Just send all your hate mail to me.
And hate mail to me because I never played WoW.
Well, I mean, except I'm talking about hating on Athene, not WoW. I mean, WoW's okay, I guess, but I'm talking about hating on that exact person, Athene. And if any hate mail, just send it to me. Don't torture those two innocent people over there.
I'm untouchable. I'm not saying that ever again.
There are a lot of Athene fans out there. I don't know why you can like him though. He's a narcissistic asshole.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, are we done with the Diablo 3 thing?
And dissing other games.
Any last words that you want to say, Ryan?
Yeah, Blizzard, I hate you, and I hope you go bankrupt someday.
On the other hand, Constant Online, one person commented here on another site, that just put me off. Oh, well, $60 I'll spend elsewhere. That says it all.
You sounded like a robot there for a second.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, is that a problem?
No, it sounded pretty awesome.
Robots are cool. Robots are cool.
I do sound pretty awesome as a robot for some reason. I sound like a British robot. And if all robots sounded like me when I go robotic... It'll be a good world, let me tell you that. It'll be an amazing world.
Okay.
I think a lot of women will be quite happy.
We're going to move on from Ben's fantasies, and we're going to go into our second topic, feature topic that we want to talk about. We just want to talk about real quickly what we think is going to be featured in the next generation of consoles, with the Wii U coming out soon, and more and more rumors and information being leaked out about the next Xbox and the next PlayStation.
Console wars. That's all that's going to happen.
It's basically World War 3 on the consoles now.
No.
This is the third generation.
The little kids and the FPS addicts are going to go for the Microsoft. The casual gamers are going to go for the Wii. And whatever's left is going to go to Sony.
Which will probably be me. Because I've just been with Sony.
Sony's actually the PlayStation 3's actually been catching up on the Xbox lately.
Yeah, but
which is surprising.
They could possibly be right on par with the Xbox 360 right now, sales wise.
Wii's never going to be on.
If they should have came out earlier, mainly the PS3. Well, if they came out early, they probably would be on par.
Well, yeah, but and also. Everything was going Sony's way up until the whole PSN hacking thing, and then everything just blew up in their face.
Wasn't it some guy from Korea?
Yes. No, it was.
I thought it was some guy from Korea. It's always.
But actually, it was done by the hacking group Anonymous.
Yeah.
Oh.
But did you hear about the? How do you? I don't know. I always screw up his name. The leader of Korea, North Korea. Yeah. Kim Jong-il. Yeah, that's what it is. He actually is paying, like he's hired groups of hackers now to go on to MMOs like World of Warcraft, hack people's accounts, take all their stuff, and sell them on the black markets to other people.
It's not just Korea.
It's a stupid rumor.
It's true.
They've been caught.
It's just stupid. What kind of
What kind of dictator would do that?
Because he wants money.
My God. Do you know how much money they could get?
Yeah.
No, they've already made over $6 million.
Yeah.
But still, that's even worse of a no life than what we're doing right now, frankly.
It is a diabolical and evil plan. It's proof that one step that Korea is going to take over the world. Is this proof?
It's not proof. That's terrible proof.
Dude, they fired nukes over USA, Japan, and they fired enough nukes to blow up the entire world in Antarctica.
Eventually, they're going to piss off enough countries that every country is just going to obliterate it to the ground.
Before they can do that.
But what about South Korea, though? I mean, I have a friend in South Korea, and I don't want him to die.
People like South Korea.
Everyone likes South Korea. We'll aim properly. That's what we'll say.
Don't let the Russians do it.
Let's move on from nuking North Korea.
Other countries.
Let's go for...
So let's do a Russia. Little round table here.
Let's do the recommendation things that I see out here.
We'll do a little round table. What do you think will be... what do you think will be in the next generation consoles, Ryan? Like Xbox 360 or the next Xbox, the next PlayStation? What do you think it'll have?
I don't know.
What do you want in them?
I actually want a good communication system within the...
Ben.
Okay. Well, at the moment we've got 3D, correct? Now.
No, screw 3D. Screw 3D.
No, we've got it. No, I mean, we've already got it because the Sony PS3 can already do 3D.
4D.
We've got Nintendo 3DS, which my dad has already ruined people's eyes and made people throw up. holograms.
Little kids' eyes.
I want holograms to be the next generation console. And so we can see it right before our eyes and we have to actually walk around the TV hologram and go, yeah, we're shooting things in hologram graphic style. No, that'd be a stupid idea. I don't know what else I'd want in there.
Actually, the United States military is a thing, sort of like that. They developed this thing. It was a couple hundred million.
That'd be amazing.
No. Okay. They spent a couple hundred million dollars on this project where actually, I think it was they used the technology that they made that they used to develop Crysis 2, and they made this whole system where you put on this like little helmet, like soldiers going through boot camp. Like they pick select soldiers that they think are doing like really well in boot camp, and then they send them to this training place where they put on a helmet, and like they put on this whole suit and everything, and it actually puts them inside of the video game, like. In the helmet that they're wearing, they actually see the video game in front of them, and then they're given like I don't know like a fake gun, and then they actually run around like they have like a treadmill thing that they run on, and they're actually running around inside the video game, and it's like they're actually in the Call of Duty video game. It's really cool.
It's fake. It's more like virtual reality, try and practice. But the thing is, if we had something like that in an everyday household, I think it would be a bit worrying, and we would actually be training people. We'd rather not have that happen. I think what we do need, there's a lot of things already been done. That's the thing. We've already broken a lot of boundaries by what's gone this next generation.
I
want every console to have like a type of Facebook type of thing. That'd be
everything
awesome.
Has kind of moved on to touchscreen at the moment.
No,
what's their touchscreen? Actually touching the characters themselves in the game with your hand through the TV. I don't know.
What about for disabled gamers? Disabled gamers, because I remember seeing a College Humor. There was a little topic about on disabled gamers. They need. It has to be something for touchscreen for them.
Perhaps, but that'd be a bit odd. We'll have, like, a raised part of the screen, which will pop up, and it would guide them for them. That wouldn't be much fun, though, would it? Would it? We don't know. We have to be in their position. So. We need to test that one day. Not me specifically, or us, but someone will test that, we hope.
Well, I think they'll always keep the classic controller kind of set up, but I'm almost positive that the future of every single next generation game console, the next PlayStation, the next Xbox, they're going to focus on motion control gaming, what the Kinect's trying to bring. Like the Kinect, what it's trying to do is really cool, but it doesn't perform well, and all the things that are wrong with the Kinect just totally destroyed it. Like, in order to have a Kinect, and I can't ever use it because my room's not big enough. You have to have like an entire room completely empty to be able to play it. It's stupid.
with the move, you can do something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, as we said before, it is pretty much integrating the person into the game. So it will end up, as you said, where we will be wielding guns and such. Or let's see. But then again, the PS4 has backwards compatibility. I want backwards compatibility. PlayStation 3 failed in that.
Yeah.
I mean, 60 gig, it could do the PS2 barely. And the PS1, it did quite well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Which is quite surprised. The 40
but there
gig,
were problems with that. There were problems with that when the original PS3 came out and they had backwards compatibility. They had overheating issues, and a lot of PS3s would overheat and crash when they played PlayStation 2 games. Mm. It still actually goes on today. They never bothered to fix it.
And we've already lost Ryan. He's actually just gone to his appointment now, people. Just so you know why, if he's gone and why he's quiet.
Yes.
Yes.
But he's we've reached almost the end of the show, so we should.
Have we?
We have a recommended games, and then but that's pretty much it.
Well, what RAM can we get? RAM and the new next generations, we want lots of it.
Yes. Speaking of RAM, I was bummed when they said they were splitting the PlayStation Vita's RAM in half from 512 megabytes to 256 megabytes.
Mm.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. At least they kept it to the normal amount because that would have been perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, speaking also of the Vita, Final Fantasy XI, touchscreen, Vita. That could be interesting. I think that could work. But then again, it won't work because it's ridiculous. So the menu bars, you can imagine pressing yourself, touching the screen, did that. And your macros as well, you can make that work. But other than that, it won't work at all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I have a little link thrown in here where it talks about what people think the specs and what the next generation of consoles will come to offer. But might be boring just reading about it. But what people think, there's not really been any details leaked on what the PlayStation 3 will offer. But there has been details have been leaked, but they're still basically rumors. But people actually believe the source that actually brought it out. The next Xbox will be running on like 4 different DirectX 11 cards. Like right now the current consoles, I think the current Xbox 360 runs on DirectX 9. I'm pretty sure.
So but everything should be DirectX 12, I suppose they DirectX.
But yeah, but basically the next generation of the Xbox will run on DirectX 11. And the specs that have been rumored that it'll feature now totally is like 5 times more powerful than any DirectX 11 PC that we have right now in the US and Europe, not Japan. Because they have DirectX 12.
Next generation has come too early.
It's been like 9 years. How is that too early?
What? Has it? It was too early. We still. I'm still treasuring the fact I've got a PS3.
Actually, I got a PS3 like 4-5 years ago.
I can't remember when I got mine.
I still have the big
fat
one.
That says it all. Yeah, the big fat one.
Yeah, I don't have the sexy little slim one.
No, we prefer the fat ones. That's what she said. But the fat ones.
We like them fat.
We like them fat and we like them big.
Okay, on that
you heard it here first, people. You heard it here first.
Okay, anyway, on that note, we're going to move into our next segment, games we all recommend. And since Ryan's not here, it's just going to be me and me, Ben. This is just, we're going to talk about what games we recommend you should go out and play, and upcoming games that are coming out later this year that we should give a little shout out to. Do you want to go off? Give us yours, Benji.
Let's see, Dark Souls. This is made by From Software.
Is this right? What? No, continue.
It's literally the spiritual sequel to Demon Souls, which I have been playing recently, which has been out for quite a while now. And it's also that, which is actually the spiritual sequel to the classic Kingsfield series, which
this
were
is
these.
An upcoming game?
Huh?
Is this an upcoming game or is this already out?
It's an upcoming game. It's coming out soon. Okay. Very, very soon. Much earlier in Japan than Europe and America. basically, the Kingsfield series is one of the first RPG-style games to take the first-person genre into RPG-ness. and it actually did quite well. It's okay. There's about four games in that series. It's a classic mainly, because it started from PS1 and stayed on the PS1. Now we move on to Demon's Souls, which is a third-person game. And basically, it uses the system, or Dark Souls uses the system for Demon's Souls. Demon's Souls is pretty much a very, very unforgiving game. It's literally 40 hardcore, because when you're dead, you lose everything. You will lose your life, and your health bar becomes half because you've turned into a soul. All the Demon's Souls you've gathered is gone.
That's brutal.
It's such a fun game, though, because you still keep all your equipment, which is helpful. But other than that, if you're dead, you're dead. And that's all it does. The multiplayer is interesting. It's unique. You can complete the whole game single player, mainly, by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
From there...
Multiplayer?
There is multiplayer. Basically, you can connect it all up, and you will stay connected constantly. And you find these little symbols on the ground which have people saying, like, watch out for traps here, or you see blood stains where you see how people die, and you see how they've died, and that you could use that to your advantage so you can dodge their oncoming threat, which you don't know what it is, but you still see how they've died. You've got notes where people give you clues to tell you to dodge something, or you may get lucky and you find a blue phantom. Sort of stone where a person wants to be summoned to your game. These are literally people who are souls, and if you've got you're actually alive and you've got your body, you can summon these souls up to two other people. They can join you and fight the level.
So is this a multiplayer exclusive mode, or is this sort of like tie into the single player?
It ties into the single player.
It doesn't. No, that's cool.
It ties fully into the single player. Basically, once you complete that level, they will teleport out of the game and get their body back.
Oh.
Maybe because they helped you.
Yeah.
However, there's also the fun part of the game is the PvP part, as you may get a Black Phantom. And these are players who decide to take the evil route on things, because you'd have a whole character tendency thing where you could be good or evil.
Mm-hmm.
And Black Phantoms are there to kill you and take your body, in a sense.
Oh.
And once they successfully kill you, they will be alive again. And you, however, will be a soul. And then you've got to redo the whole thing again. If you complete a level in a soul form, you get your body back as well. Pretty much, it's a very fun game. It takes homage from a lot of specific weapons and such from the Kingsfield series, like the Moonlight Sword, where it's a massive sword in Demon's Souls, which is pretty much near invincible because you can go through people's guards with it. But then go to Dark Souls now, specifically, because I've talked about Demon's Souls a bit too long there. They've improved the co-op system. Also, they have, say. They've pretty much just bettered every system on Demon's Souls. They've made it more open-ended as well, so it's no longer linear like Demon's Souls.
Mm-hmm.
We like the idea of open-endedness. it's also created more scary and feared and tension in a much higher degree. So there'll be more spells, there'll be more classes, there'll be more weapons. And they've increased the difficulty even more. And you're thinking, what? How can you increase the difficulty even more than Demon's Souls? Because Demon's Souls, once you've completed the game once, you've got New Game Plus. And that can pretty much bring you... New Game Plus increases the difficulty by 40%.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's very, very hard. And then you get to New Game Plus 1, no, Plus Plus, and then you get Plus Plus Plus, and each time will increase 8% more for each time.
Do you play through the same...
Yeah, you play through the same level, but it gets harder and harder and harder, and you increase levels and stats, of course, as well.
Yeah.
Dark Souls pretty much does the same thing, but in the end, it's more a dungeon hole experience, and it's a very fun game for the challenge, mainly.
Cool.
It's exclusive. Oh, yeah, it's coming out in Japan for PS3 only in September 22nd, and for the 360 and PlayStation 3 on October the 4th and October 7th in North America and Europe.
Fair enough. Yes.
For it. And another set recommendation is Rusty Hearts for the PC. Everyone loves Rusty Hearts.
Rusty Hearts.
It's like an anime style hack and slash mainly.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been looking at it on Steam. I saw it was on sale the other day.
It looks good. It's in closed beta currently.
Oh, it is.
It's closed beta. It's made by those by Perfect World.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, it's basically like Devil May Cry like game. It's amazingly fun by the looks of it. You can do so many different stunts. But it's mixed with RPG elements as well, so you level up and you do more damage depending on what weapon you've got. It's it looks like a fun game.
Is this an MMO?
It's an MMO, yes.
Yeah, yeah, because I know, for those of you who don't know who Perfect World is, they are a very popular Japan-based MMO developer. They just actually bought out Cryptic not too long ago, they've developed, what's it called, Champions Online and Star Trek Online.
Might I add, Champions Online is now free to play, if I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So thanks to them, they have made it free to play.
Yes. So is that all you have?
Go check out the videos for Perfect World. Not Perfect World, or Rusty Hearts. Perfect World looks quite interesting as well. Rusty Hearts looks even more fun to my style liking, because that's my kind of game, more fast-paced, action-packed style.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you've got the usual big games, recommendations like Guild Wars 2 and Skyrim. So after saying that, I'll have a fangasm now. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
I'm done.
Very sexy. Okay, since Ryan is not here, we do not know what his recommendations are.
I think I know, actually, because I bought one of them already myself.
Terraria?
Chantilly's. Chantilly's. The two tail... blah, 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 or something. The tales of two sisters. There we go.
Oh. I know he's been nerdgasming over Terraria lately, which is...
Yeah, I've got that as well.
RPG. RPG
I've
on.
Been creating worlds like that. We will have videos of that coming up soon, hopefully. Because I've been recording them.
Oh, cool.
We'll be trying to anyway. We'll probably include Ryan into it as well soon.
Oh, very nice. Okay, well, my recommendations. I'm going to recommend some of the older games, as those are always my favorite games. One of my favorite game series is the Total War RTS series. Have you ever heard of them? Right, Ben?
What?
Total War? Ever heard of them?
No.
No? Never heard of them? Well, you ever heard of Total War?
No.
I'm ashamed of you. Okay, anyways.
Kind of Total War.
No. Okay, well, I totally recommend Medieval Total War or Rome Total War.
Oh, wait. I feel stupid. I've got the disc right next to me. With Medieval. Never mind.
Okay.
The first one. I haven't played that in so long.
Oh, Shogun?
Shogun's a fun one.
Yes, that's so old, though. I do not recommend picking that up in today's gaming world. It would just look like a piece of crap to you. But
I don't know. I like classical games to people.
If you like old classical. Yeah.
I mean, I'm the sort of person who still plays Final Fantasy VI.
Aren't you a GM in that game?
Gameplay, not graphics.
Aren't you a GM in that game?
No, that was Neverwinter.
Oh, Neverwinter. Gotcha. Well, anyways, I highly recommend the Total War series, but the older games, Rome, Total War, and Medieval 2 Total War. I do not recommend the newer games, Shogun, Empire, or Napoleon. As in my opinion, they just suck. They do not focus on making the game fun, or they just do not focus on gameplay, making the game fun at all, or anything. They just focus on basically the flashy graphics. They made this new engine where all the emphasis is on the graphics. None of it's on the gameplay. None of it's nothing. It's all about the graphics. I do not recommend it at all. Medieval and Rome games are very fun. Highly recommend them. If you're a fan of RTS, strategic games, any of those, I would highly recommend it.
Definitely. Rome Total War was always fun.
Yeah.
I liked having an elephant and killing people.
Yes, that's okay.
That's always a highlight for me. Elephant killing.
And I'm gonna recommend one last game. If you're a fan of MMOs, I'm gonna recommend The Lord of the Rings Online. I've been playing that game ever since it launched in 2007. The reason I'm recommending it is it's free to play. It just went free to play back in September of 2010. It's a very fun MMO. If you're a fan of Lord of the Rings, you'll definitely like this. But it's not like the best MMO that's out there. I know people who play World of Warcraft like World of Warcraft a lot better than Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings is more, it focuses more on the lore. It focuses more on role playing. The combat is always been a complaint by other MMO players. The combat is a lot slower than other MMOs. But it's free to play. You might as well try it out.
And if you like creating music, go for it.
Yeah, you can actually. People have actually formed bands, and you can play instruments like the. I actually don't know. I forget what they're called. As like
pipes.
Yeah, pipes, harps, flutes.
Lutes,
that's what it's called. Yes, you can download music files online. You can create your own music files. You can go off and play.
You can also do a Mabinogi. I haven't played that game in so long. It's a fun MMORPG, but yeah, you could create all sorts on that one as well. Yeah. I made some amazing songs on that, actually.
Very cool.
It is a fun game. Literally, if I play the games like that, I'll be focused on making music and not leveling up.
Well, it's always fun to go. People host concerts and everything. People actually form bands in Lord of the Rings Online, and they go to places like they go to places like the Prancing Pony in Bree, and they'll host a concert. You'll see like hundreds of other people there listening to the music. It's pretty cool.
This is 20 gold entrance fee. Please yes. Give me money. We'll start playing soon.
Turbine GM bouncers outside the doors.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it also has the best community I've ever seen in MMO. When I play World of Warcraft, I quit after just under a year. I liked the game, but the community, I thought the community was terrible. People weren't very nice. They weren't helpful.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it. The community wasn't that great. Lord of the Rings Online, everybody's willing to help. Everybody's nice. People
You've
are willing
got
to do.
You've got to find the right people mainly. And
yeah.
That's why I find you have to be very lucky sometimes. probably found the right person. Me, I found the right person straight away in Final Fantasy XI, and someone went like, oh, I didn't find anyone to play with, blah, blah, blah. And it's because they didn't find the right people to social with on there. Well, I sort of did. Yeah. Same with WoW. You've got to find the right people, that's all it is.
Yeah, people can be
and
really
enjoy
mean.
Enjoy Yeah.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy XI, they
if you ask any question.
Higher than WoW for some reason. They always go, oh, I'm higher than WoW. That's because you're more, I don't know, it's just, I don't understand the system, why people think that. It's basically, if you play Final Fantasy XI, I will say this first, you're in denial of MMOs. That's me. I'm in denial of being an addict to MMOs. Lord of the Rings Online, I probably also recommend that, even though I've never played it. But give it a go, it might be fun.
Yeah, and it's free, so it's worth a try. You can play it actually all the way to level 30. Right now the level cap is 65, but in September a new expansion is coming out, it'll raise it to 75, but... You can play the first 30 levels of the game for free, so it's definitely worth a try. And if you're new to MMOs and have no idea what you're doing, you can actually ask questions in the public chat in Lord of the Rings Online. People will actually answer them. Whereas if you go into the public chat in World of Warcraft and ask a question, people will just make fun of you for the next half hour.
or if you do want to ask some questions, be sure to post on the site for Game Avatar.
Yes.
We will help you. Well, Chandler here will help you because I don't play the game. So
I've been playing the game for 4 years now, so I can definitely help you with pretty much any question. But yes,
don't ask me because I haven't been playing since.
But upcoming games that I'd like to give a shout out to are. War in the North. I do not know if I'm a big fan of Lord of the Rings, so I'm always looking forward to new games coming out in that genre. So, but War in the North actually looks interesting. It's a whole different story in the Tolkien universe. It has never been touched on before in the books that he's written or in movies or games. It's a completely fresh new story, which is very cool. And it's a three-player co-op RPG, so that could be very interesting if it works out well. If it's a fun game.
If we all get this game, me, you, and Ryan, we'll post a video up of it.
Yeah,
for you.
Yeah, we will post videos.
Listening to this.
Yeah.
And it'll be great fun of watching us die horribly. Apparently I'm going to end up being the girl for some reason, because someone's already claimed the dwarf and the other guy.
Yeah, the man.
Yeah, so yeah. Tough. Fun for me.
Tough being you.
Oh, no.
Yes, and I also recommend Dead Island. I'm not sure which way this game will go either. I just read a preview on G4 that they didn't really like the game because they got a little sneak peek at the game. And
I'm sorry, G4, but you are stupid.
Well, they didn't feel like it. It felt like they felt like it didn't feel like a finished game, and it's coming out in like 2 months, and they think. They just don't feel like it's finished and it could be expanded upon so much more. But it's what it is. It's a open world zombie slayer RPG. So
So open world sounds quite fun to me.
And four-player co-op.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it does.
Four-player co-op and open world. That sounds like something that could work.
Even if it's not, even if it's like the gameplay is not very great, like G4 has talked about. G4TV.com is what I'm referencing to, in case you don't know what I'm talking about. Even if the gameplay is not great, it's still they did compliment on how great and like how great the world looked. Like it was so fun to explore. Like they talked about how they would often just not even play the game and they would just wander off and explore the world that they created because it's so fun to go off and explore.
And then get chased by a zombie. Go, oh my god!
Yeah, and you can have some great fun with some friends, since you can play four-player co-op online, or it's split-screen. And I believe I saw somewhere that you can play split-screen co-op online, too. So, this is split-screen co-op split would just be for consoles.
Online? That'd be a bit odd.
They have it in Black Ops, Call of Duty.
That'd be stupid. I think that's stupid, frankly. But
I think
you could watch yourself, you could watch your teammate online and shout at them for doing something wrong. But that's not right. You do that with the person next to you and then punch them. That's when it goes wrong. You can't do that if it's split screen online. But it's Dead Island does look fun. I could have to say, I still remember everyone just going mental and the girl dying and everything like that being thrown out a window. They broke barriers with Dead Island, I have to say. They've broken barriers with trailers. So they've made it look good, so they've piped up way too much. They might have actually did it. They've overdid the hype, that's what I can say.
Well,
and they've set
trailers for Dead Island 2 had nothing to do with what the game was about.
Oh, brilliant. They've already messed up there.
They were really good, but their trailers are like, well, they're the first one where they show the girl getting eaten alive by the zombie, the couple's daughter getting eaten alive by the zombies and thrown out the window.
There were teaser trailers.
Yeah.
But it did look good, and we all loved it. And that's why it got people's attention, and that's all that.
There are gameplay videos as well on YouTube if you want to go check them out from places like E3 and everything.
And on YouTube, the 20 minutes gameplay footage in HD. I'm looking at it right now.
Very nice. And my final upcoming game that I'd like to recommend is Battlefield 3, only because...
What's Dead Rising? That's Dead Island for you. There you go.
Dead Rising.
Fallout plus Left 4 Dead plus Dead Rising. That is a good combination, in my opinion. I don't know what it is. It sounds amazing. Anyway, sorry about that.
But yeah, Battlefield 3. I like it because it's a... Even though it's an old series, Battlefield 3 is presenting something fresh and new. They've been working on the game for a couple of years now, so it's not like Modern Warfare. It's not like the Call of Duty series where the team works on like game for like a year and then they release it the very next year. It's an annual game, and they have a completely the Frostbite 2 engine, which was first featured in Backup on E2 like 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, did Battlefield 2 have that?
Yeah. Yeah. But that was like when they released Battlefield 2, the Frostbite 2 engine was basically like in a beta stage. Now it's completely finished. It's gone back to like the old roots of Battlefield where you have like huge online battles. You can actually go prone in this game, which I'm very thankful for because I hated that in Bad Company 2 you could only crouch. No going prone. That was the most.
Yeah, I hated that a lot as well.
Yes.
So you couldn't go prone. The sniping was impossible half the time. But I was actually quite a good sniper in it, so I was quite proud of that. So
yeah, and the graphics are just gorgeous with Frostbite 2, and everything just—it's
all modern, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's the sound effects and the graphics just blow me away in that game. I've seen gameplay videos for it. My friend got into the beta, so I got to play the beta around a little bit too, and it was just amazing.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Everything about it is very good. It actually plays smoothly and flawlessly too. I thought Bad Company 2 was a little sluggish and slow. I think Battlefield 3 is more fast paced. I don't know.
I probably will get Battlefield 3. So on PS3 though, that's the thing.
Yeah, same. I don't get shooters anymore on PC.
To hackers, yeah.
Yes.
We hate hackers. You hackers. Along with you rioters here in London, I will hunt you down.
There was riot?
We have rioters currently here in London. Like
hackers?
Bugging everything. Hackers, I just hate hackers. Hackers altogether. I'm saying that, they're now going to hack me, so great stuff.
Yes. Okay. Okay, we're moving on to what would be our final segment of the show, but since we're a new podcast, not very many people know about us. Pretty much nobody knows about us. And this would be the part.
We did get random people.
We did get a bunch of random comments on their site.
Like, for instance, PDF finders. Please look for blah, blah, blah on this site. You will find some lovely PDFs with this help of the PDF finder. We don't care about your spam.
And we don't host any PDFs.
We don't host any PDFs in the first place.
Yeah. But this would be the spot or the part where we would we call it community feedback, where we would read off comments and emails sent into our if you want to email us, you can email us at contact@gameavid.com, or you can leave a comment on our community feedback post that we'll put up every week. Here you can ask us questions, you can give us feedback on the show, you can point out mistakes that we might have made in any of the conversations that we've done. Like, so we're talking about a game and we're completely wrong about what we were talking about. I don't know. But pretty much,
you probably made plenty of mistakes in there for everyone to point out. Thanks for that, people.
But yeah, if you want to get in touch with us, have any questions, want to talk to us, get your name mentioned on the show, anything, have any feedback, go ahead and shoot us an email or a comment. But yep, and now we're moving into the very end of the show, sadly.
By the way, Shirley, thank you for stumbling upon the site. Thank you for saying that the layout is brilliant. Yeah, very
yes,
helpful.
Thank you, Shirley. You
were and Kira,
first non-spam comment.
Yeah. And Kira for
some of our videos
saying, "Therefore, it is the Kira of Doom." Also awesome. You guys are doing a podcast. This is the same Kira who is in fact part of some of our videos.
Yes.
So thanks for that, Kira.
Thank you, Kira. I'm gonna go and tell you how you can find us. Very soon, we recorded this on August 9th, so I'm guessing within the next day or two, hopefully our podcast will show up on the iTunes store for free, and as well as the Zoom Marketplace for free. And you can also listen to the podcast as we'll have an embedded player in a post on our website, so you can listen to us on our website, iTunes, or Zoom in the future. So, and you can follow us on Twitter at GameAvid. And our YouTube channel, which is where you can find our videos on our site or our YouTube channel, but the videos will be uploaded to our YouTube channel first, then our site. Our YouTube channel is Game Avid Video, so that is where you can find us. And you can also
won't find us on there actually, because I've searched and I just couldn't find it at all. So don't bother.
The problem is YouTube sorts the videos by view counts. So
yeah,
since we're new, we don't have that much viewers. So,
but we can't even find our account name. That's how bad it is. But
yeah. Our show schedule, we don't really have a confirmed show schedule yet. Since we live in three different countries, it can get a bit hectic on when we actually record these shows. So
with work problems in there every now and then.
Yeah.
Getting in the way. For instance, like today, I thought I wouldn't make it, and luckily I did.
Yes, so we actually plan on recording this in the future on the weekends sometime, whether it be Saturday or Sunday. We'll record it on either one of the days, whichever one works. So basically, our show schedule will be weekends, and our episodes will go up around that. Yeah, we hope. So
when it gets to Christmas, don't expect us to be around. We'll be hectic.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.